It's the middle of December, but Kathy Y. Wilson isn't just seeing plastic Santas and icicle lights everywhere she goes. She's got her eye on all that red, white, and blue.
I have never been patriotic. I've never thought about not being patriotic. As an American, I enjoy my rights just like the next American. As a Negro, I enjoy my rights just like the next Negro. About blind patriotism, I am judgmental, critical, cynical, distrustful, and paranoid, and especially now. Just as surely as some Americans profile brown people with wrapped heads, long beards, and alphabet soup last names, we're now profiling one another. Flag owners and the flagless alike are eyeballing each other as if to say, "How big is yours? Where is it, and why is it your house red, white, and blue?" Yeah, Old Glory's taking on a new mutated symbology. Everybody's profiling. And it's paranoia at white noise levels born from our mistrust of each other based on external assumptions. Flags in every shape, incarnation, derivation, and size are everywhere. Flags are to patriotic profiling what SUVs are to class status. The bigger, the better. If you don't have a flag and you don't regularly and publicly display it, then, well, something's wrong with you. That means something's wrong with me. Ohio's gone so far as to issue an obnoxiously patriotic license plate, evidently designed by a blind person. Sandwiched between its red and blue borders is too much information. Ohio's bicentennial is in 2003. Ohio's the birthplace of aviation, and we will be patriotic as witnessed by the red, white, and blue ribbons billowing beneath the state's name, squeezed off to the left. So now, drivers of $400 hoopties like myself and drivers of cars worth more than my annual salary are made to appear prideful. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles is forcibly turning us into patriotic Stepford drivers. Still, I know there exist true blue, blue-black Negroes. I see them waving, wearing, and holding Old Glory just like their white counterparts. And they're every kind of Negro, from war vets and the workaday blunt-smoking grunts to the white-collar, business-class, black Ken and Barbie, all the way up to the ultra-successful faux Huxtables. They're rocking the flag. Yet just as many Negroes aren't piling onto the red, white, and blue-stained bandwagon. We're waiting instead for the bus that'll take us to an America where affirmative action isn't a dirty word, where crosses signify the crucifixion of Jesus and not racial hatred, and where the Confederate flag's not allowed to fly anywhere. As for me and mine, we're still waiting for our 40 acres and a mule. I've been repeatedly chastised for not busting a move to get a flag since September 11. I know there are other Negroes who see it like me because we talk about it in hushed tones. So if you see, live near, know, have heard of, or sense there's a Negro who, like me, isn't waving or wearing the flag with unabashed pride, then think about something. Race remains America's great divide. If America's now supposed to be one big family, like the flag wavers would have us believe, then race and its isms are the crazy uncle in the attic no one wants to talk about at Thanksgiving. And you want me waving my flag in the waiting room of reparations? I'll take a number. Get back to me.
Kathy Y. Wilson writes for Cincinnati City Beat.